Welcome to Dead Souls Social Club.
This audio presentation contains graphic details of death, violence, and controversial subject matter. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
From Dead Souls Media, this is
The Epstein Files. I'm Jamie Black, a researcher and psychologist, and I'll be your host for tonight. Hey everyone, let's get right into things tonight. We're going to talk about Jeffrey Epstein, in particular, the files relating to him. Now, I have held off producing an episode about Epstein for some time, even though we have mentioned him here and there. The reason being, though, that many, many other creators are giving platform to the subject currently. But, from what I can ascertain and observe, most creators seem to be touching upon the same tiny areas of the files. Those areas around Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, Virginia Gouffray, Ghislaine Maxwell, and touches and hints towards Donald Trump. But there are far more to the files than those few individuals, and the picture is far bigger and more wider reaching. Now, I'm not going to speculate or gesture towards grander conspiracies or theories. I'm merely going to present some information that I have extracted from the released files relating to Jeffrey Epstein. There is obviously a hell of a lot more to this saga, a hell of a lot more data and files in existence, and far more information and truth yet to be revealed. That will come within time. Until then, this is where we are in March of 2026. The term Epstein files is in itself referring to a massive collection of legal documents, flight logs, emails, photographs, and videos detailing the activities of the late financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein and his associates. Smaller batches were unsealed throughout 2024, but the situation escalated significantly in late 2025 and early 2026 following the passing of the Epstein Files Transparency Act in the United States. The act was signed into law by President Donald Trump on November 19, 2025, and it mandates the Department of Justice to publicly release all unclassified records related to Jeffrey Epstein and his close associate assistant and former girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell. As of January 30, 2026, the DOJ has published over 3.5 million pages. However, in March of 2026, the House Oversight Committee subpoenaed Attorney General Pam Bondi over the DOJ's handling of the files, specifically regarding missing documents containing allegations against political figures. The statutory deadline for the US DOJ to release all federal files related to Epstein was December 19, 2025. The DOJ missed this target. The DOJ has since claimed that all files have now been released. This is entirely false. Large amounts of data, including over 300 gigabytes of documentation from the FBI, remain unreleased or heavily redacted. This equates to almost 200 million pages which still remain hidden or unreleased. We know the DOJ is withholding a wealth of data and information relating to Epstein, because the United States Department of Justice themselves initially identified over 6 million responsive pages, but only released approximately 3.5 million as of February 2026, thus leaving almost half of what they possess potentially withheld. Lawmakers and investigators are aware of a significant tranche which is being suppressed, and it doesn't seem to be being discussed by anyone. There appears to be a high-level political and governmental conspiracy in action surrounding the files, the late Jeffrey Epstein, and how deep his associates' involvements in his crimes go. Fun fact, Donald Trump's name appears more than 38,000 times across more than 5,500 documents that currently make up the Epstein files. The New York Times in February 2026 conducted a review of the released records and found that Donald Trump is mentioned in said documents more than Jesus Christ is mentioned in the Christian Bible, more than Harry Potter is mentioned across all 8 volumes of that fantasy franchise. Hell, more than Frodo Baggins is mentioned across the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy of books. Donald Trump, the 45th and 47th president of the United States, nurtured a close, personal and professional relationship with Jeffrey Epstein that began in the late 1980s and continued well into at least the mid-2000s. Trump and Epstein visited each other's real estate properties regularly. They socialized frequently for more than 2 decades, and flight logs released by the DOJ confirm that Trump flew on Epstein's private jet multiple times throughout the 1990s and early 2000s. In fact, Epstein himself claimed in an email exchange with friends that Donald Trump first had sex with his future wife, Melania Knauss, whilst aboard his private jet. Allegedly, Jeffrey Epstein sexually harassed a teenage daughter of another Mar-a-Lago member in 2007, which resulted in the two friends falling out and Trump banning him from the club. Although several other sources dispute this as a cover story put out by Trump's team and that the pair actually fell out over a real estate deal. Epstein himself said in a 2019 email to NBC News that he was never a member of the Mar-a-Lago club, so there was nothing to be banned from. Donald Trump has denied any knowledge of Epstein's criminal activities and attempted to distance himself from the convicted child abuser and sex trafficker. In a 2011 email to his accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein said that Trump had spent hours at his house with Virginia Giuffre and that Trump was, quote, the dog that didn't bark. Giuffre revealed that Epstein and Maxwell had actually recruited her from Mar-a-Lago into the sex trafficking ring. Giuffre did not accuse Trump directly of wrongdoing in relation to her personally. Maxwell claimed in 2025 that Trump was not a close friend of Epstein, although Epstein himself directly contradicted this. Thousands of files directly contradict this, in fact, and multiple witnesses contradict this too. It's important to note that no criminal wrongdoing has been established to date against Donald Trump in connection with Jeffrey Epstein's crimes. In June 2025, former close Trump associate and space dork Elon Musk claimed that the reason for the Trump administration not releasing all of the Epstein files was because Trump's name was all over the documents, a claim that the Department of Justice denied, although has since been proven to be correct, evidencing that the DOJ lied to the American public. Again. On January the 31st, 2026, Trump said that he would sue writer Michael Wolff and, quote, maybe the Epstein estate, I guess, unquote, for allegedly conspiring against Trump's political aspirations, again claiming that Epstein was not a friend, after the New York Times had asserted a month earlier that they were once best friends. In 2024, Epstein's brother Mark released audio of Jeffrey Epstein, stating that he, quote, stopped hanging out with Donald Trump when he realized Trump was a crook, unquote. White House Communications Director Stephen Chung released a statement in 2025 saying, quote, the president was never in Epstein's office, unquote. This statement was made in relation to an accusation by one of Epstein's victims who stated that they had an extremely disturbing encounter with Donald Trump in Jeffrey Epstein's office in 1995. The wording of the statement is particularly interesting given how Donald Trump was not president in 1995, though the statement makes no mention of Donald Trump not being in Epstein's office in 1995. Whilst there is clear and obvious attempts at distraction and disinformation being spread by the Trump administration, Donald Trump himself is not the only high-level individual, millionaire, and societal elite named within the Epstein files. So let's look a little closer at the Epstein files and talk about who exactly is named within them. A legal disclaimer here though. Being named in the Epstein files is not evidence or an accusation of any wrongdoing. Now, these names were never meant to be exposed to the general public. They are private conversations, legal discussions, and business documents of what was once a private citizen. But the files are out now. Well, some of them. And once you start trawling through the volumes of information, you will quickly see who is named within the documents, and you'll understand why no one wanted these files to be talked about. Thus far, as I stated, around 3 million pages, 180,000 images, and 2,000 videos have been released to the general public. Whatever your opinion, and however you feel about this significant scandal, these documents change everything we think we know about those in positions of power and influence. What you're about to hear is the most current, complete breakdown of every person named in the Epstein files. Whilst a lot of people are talking about this now, nobody is being as clear and detailed about the full list as we are today. So, who are those named in the files? What specifically are they connected to? And what does this mean to the bigger picture? Well, I have avoided talking about Epstein for a while now for fear of censorship, being shadow banned, and to avoid being part of the oversaturation of the topic, as I previously mentioned. But quietly, behind the scenes, I have been diving deep, shall we say, and conducting quiet research into what is one of the biggest political scandals of the last 100 years. As I have stated, none of these documents constitute formal evidence of criminal conduct, and they are not concrete proof that these people have committed anything illegal. But of course, with all the information laid out and provided, you are free to make up your own mind, of course. Bill Gates. This is a big one to start with. The files include two 2013 emails written by Epstein and addressed to Bill Gates. One is a draft email authored by Epstein in which he made claims about facilitating an extramarital encounter involving Gates during a period of marital conflict. In one explosive email from 2013, it is claimed that Gates caught an STD from Russian call girls and then passed the venereal disease onto his now ex-wife. Epstein's email stated, adding insult to the injury, that you then subsequently, and with tears in your eyes, implore me to please delete the emails regarding your STD. Your request that I provide you with antibiotics that you can surreptitiously give to Melinda, and the description of your penis. Many say the inclusion of these drafts in the files highlights Epstein's habit of creating self-serving documents and allegations about his associates. Although the published material does not provide factual corroboration of the claims, and there is no credible evidence from the files that Gates participated in or was connected to Epstein's sex abuse network, supporting photographic evidence shows he did in fact spend a lot of time with the sex offender, even after Epstein had been convicted of his sex crimes. Fun fact. One of the reasons Melinda Gates filed for divorce from Bill was because Bill was spending time with Epstein. A spokesperson for Gates called the allegations completely false and attributed them to a completely discredited source. That source was allegedly Donald Trump. Now, as I previously stated, Donald Trump's name appears more than 38,000 times in the Epstein files. And one document, which was cited in various press articles, includes a reference to a visit to Trump's club in Florida in 2012. But like other references within the files, it does not establish any direct wrongdoing. The Department of Justice has stressed that inclusion of someone's name in the files does not imply any criminal conduct, and Trump himself continues to deny any inappropriate behavior in relation to Epstein. Trump says that he cut ties with Epstein many years ago and has not been accused by any of Epstein's victims. But this isn't strictly 100% true and accurate, though. But we'll come back to this little nugget of bullshit released by Trump's administration, amongst all the other nuggets of bullshit, in a short while. Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. Now, Andrew had a decades-long friendship with the wealthy American financier and child sex trafficker. In 2014, Giuffre said that she had been sex trafficked to former Prince Andrew by Jeffrey Epstein and his accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell. Mountbatten Windsor has been accused of having sex with Virginia Giuffre when she was an underage teenager. A civil case brought by Giuffre was settled with no admission of guilt on Andrew's part, and he has strenuously denied the allegations. Andrew settled the lawsuit with an estimated payout of around £12 million to Giuffre, with £7 million of that sum contributed by the Queen. No judgment, but are you in the habit of paying £12 million for something you didn't do? The release of the Epstein files also includes new photographs allegedly showing the former Prince and Duke of York in close physical proximity to a currently unidentified woman. No details are provided about when or where the images were specifically taken or what was happening in the image. There was correspondence between Andrew and Epstein about a plethora of meetings and introductions to multiple young women and references to potential dinners at Buckingham Palace with large elements of privacy requested. Further meetings with unidentified women are also documented to have taken place at Epstein's New York townhouse, private island Little St. James, Martha's Vineyard summer house, his New Mexico ranch, and his Paris apartment. This is also in addition to locations in London, Palm Beach, and New Albany, Ohio. In other correspondence, Andrew told the disgraced paedophile that he, quote, wanted to be his pet. Emails disclosed as part of the Epstein files in early 2026 appear to indicate that between 2010 and 2011, Andrew may have knowingly shared confidential information with Epstein about his official work as trade envoy. Now, trade envoys have a duty of confidentiality over sensitive, commercial, or political information arising from their official visits. It is further alleged that in 2010, Andrew passed on an email conversation about the Royal Bank of Scotland and Aston Martin to Terence Allen and David Stern. In February 2026, Thames Valley Police stated that they are now investigating Republic's report concerning alleged misconduct in public office, which is an alleged breach of official secrets. Andrew was arrested at 7 a.m. on February the 19th, 2026. His 66th birthday, at his Wood Farm home on the Royal Sandringham Estate in Norfolk. He was held for questioning for more than 12 hours. The investigation is ongoing. In the United Kingdom, misconduct in public office is a common law crime and has no statute of limitations. Elon Musk. Musk is mentioned in email exchanges with Epstein, including some from 2012 and 2013. In which Musk appears to inquire about social events or parties on Epstein's private island. The context suggests planning for potential travel dates rather than participation in any abusive activity. Musk has publicly stated that he had limited correspondence and declined invitations to Epstein's island, and has reaffirmed that no improper conduct occurred. The presence of his name in the files reflects social contact, rather than any verified involvement in crimes related to Epstein's trafficking operations. Richard Branson. Branson appears repeatedly in the files, including a 2013 email exchange thanking him for hospitality and advice. One message jokingly referenced Epstein bringing his harem, which Virgin later said meant adult staff members. So for clarity, a harem is the separate part of a Muslim household reserved for wives, concubines, and female servants. Have you ever called female colleagues a harem? Virgin Group said Branson's contact with Epstein was limited, occurred over a decade ago in group or business settings, and ended after due diligence uncovered serious allegations. Sarah Ferguson. Prince Andrew's ex-wife. Ferguson, formerly the Duchess of York, was heavily involved with Epstein, even taking her two daughters, Princesses Beatrice and Eugenie, on visits to see him. And the newly released material shows emails between the pair after his conviction, in which Ferguson gushes about him being a supreme friend and signs off with, "I love you." In one email, she writes, "You are a legend. I really don't have the words to describe my love, gratitude for your generosity and kindness. I am at your service. Just marry me." And in somewhat of a huge embarrassment towards her daughters, and in another correspondence, Ferguson says Eugenie was returning from a, quote, shagging trip. However, perhaps one of the most perplexing correspondence was when Sarah Ferguson congratulated Epstein on the arrival of a baby boy and mentioned learning about it from the Duke, widely believed to be her ex-husband, Prince Andrew. If this claim is correct, the child would be around 14 or 15 years old today. The allegation remains unverified, but this disclosure adds another controversial layer to the ongoing investigation of Epstein's private life and circle. Up until this point, it was not believed Epstein had any children. In addition to the baby, according to the latest tranche of files, a victim of Jeffrey Epstein claims that she had a baby fathered by the paedophile that was snatched away 10 minutes after its birth. The victim also expressed discomfort at what she says was Epstein's goal to create a superior gene pool by having a baby with her, a concept she likened to Nazi ideology. In a similar scenario, the New York Times previously reported that in 2019, Epstein had confided in scientists about a scheme to see the human race with his DNA by impregnating women at his New Mexico ranch. Emails referencing Ferguson appear within the files, including flattering messages sent while Epstein was under house arrest. Sarah Ferguson has made no comment yet, but as of writing this, she has been pressured by United States Congress to give evidence against Epstein and his inner circle. Lord Mandelson. Peter Mandelson, the British politician, lobbyist, and diplomat, had a close relationship with Epstein that went beyond casual contact. Financial records show that Epstein transferred a sum of $75,000 to accounts linked to Mandelson or his partner in the early 2000s. Although Mandelson said he does not recall receiving the funds. Have you ever not noticed $75,000 appearing in your bank account? The revelations led to Mandelson's resignation from the UK Labour Party and renewed calls for him to testify before US congressional committees about his dealings with Epstein. The files also include a photograph of Mandelson in his underwear at Epstein's Paris apartment, which Mandelson said he cannot explain. He described Epstein as a master manipulator and said that he was too trusting. Mandelson is now under police investigation over allegations that he shared market-sensitive government information with Epstein, including emails from number 10 Downing Street. This is a big one, and the UK police have just opened an investigation into Lord Mandelson. Mandelson himself has stated that he regrets knowing Epstein and denies any criminal conduct, and has stepped down from the House of Lords. Former US President Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton travelled on Epstein's plane at least 16 times. Communications between Maxwell and Clinton staffers between 2001 and 2004 pertained to travel and dining logistics, and some emails between Maxwell and Clinton's office were flirtatious or lewd. Clinton stated that he cut ties with Epstein before his 2006 charges. He did not know about his crimes and denied ever visiting Epstein's island. An unredacted message shows Doug Bond saying that he shared a BlackBerry account with Clinton. Bond was Clinton's personal assistant. Clinton testified in a congressional deposition that he saw nothing improper regarding Jeffrey Epstein. Clinton addressed photos of him in a hot tub with an unknown female and on a plane with Epstein and another female. Clinton stated that regarding the photograph of him receiving a massage, he explained that his neck had spasmed and the woman on the plane kindly offered assistance. He did not know her nor the woman in the hot tub photograph, he stated. Since 1994, Bill Clinton has been publicly accused of sexual misconduct, including rape, harassment, and sexual assault, although he has not been accused of any crime in relation to Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein, between 1993 and 1995, visited the White House on at least 17 occasions while Clinton was president, visitor logs confirm. The relationship between Epstein and Clinton began in 1991, when Epstein donated money to Clinton's presidential campaign. Epstein, at his New York townhouse, possessed and displayed an oil painting of Bill Clinton wearing a blue dress and high heels. Ghislaine Maxwell has stated that Bill Clinton did not visit Epstein's private island. However, Doug Bond, Clinton's personal assistant, confirmed that he did. According to a Wall Street Journal investigation published in July 2025, Clinton contributed a handwritten message to Epstein's 50th birthday greeting album that Maxwell compiled in 2003. The message reads, quote, "It's reassuring, isn't it, to have lasted as long, across all the years of learning and knowing, adventures and, brackets, illegible word, close brackets, and also to have your childlike curiosity, the drive to make a difference, and the solace of friends," unquote. An email from Jeffrey Epstein's brother Mark in 2018 referenced a photograph of Donald Trump engaging in oral sex with a person nicknamed Bubba. Bubba is a known nickname for Bill Clinton amongst his social circle. Joanna Schoberg, a former close confidant and employee of Jeffrey Epstein, testified that Epstein had once told her that, quote, Clinton likes them young, unquote. This was in reference to girls. Virginia Giuffre also made the allegation in 2011 that, quote, B. Clinton had personally intervened to pressure Vanity Fair magazine not to publish an expose about Epstein's sex trafficking, unquote. Giuffre also stated that Epstein referred to Bill Clinton as, quote, his good friend, unquote. Steve Bannon. American media executive, political strategist, pundit and former investment banker, Bannon served as the White House chief strategist for the first 7 months of President Donald Trump's first administration, before Trump fired him. He is a former executive chairman of Breitbart News. Thousands of messages show Epstein and Bannon communicating between 2018 to 2019 while Bannon was working on a film project. Some texts discuss reshaping Epstein's public image. Bannon is not accused of wrongdoing and has declined to comment on his relationship with Epstein. Miroslav Lajak. Former Minister of Foreign and European Affairs of Slovakia. Text messages from 2018 between Epstein and the then Slovakian Foreign Minister contained crude exchanges. In one of the conversations, Epstein offered women to him, adding that he could take their sisters too. He then said that they were probably too young for him, as they were under 30, or, should we say, under 50, he quipped. Lajak resigned from his current post following the release of the files, but has not been accused of any crimes. Emails between Lajak and Epstein contained the planning of social visits with Epstein that included his wife and family. The Slovakian Commerce Department said that Lajak's interactions were limited, involved his wife, and included no wrongdoing. Matthew Menschel. Menschel was the chief criminal prosecutor who spearheaded Jeffrey Epstein's 2007 sweetheart deal, after which he left the Department of Justice and continued to befriend Epstein. They exchanged emails from 2010 to 2018 and shared multiple dinners and meetings. Some of these contacts included Epstein requesting advice on legal representation from Menschel in other legal disputes. This is particularly interesting, as it seems to allege that Epstein's initial 2008 conviction would end up being prosecuted by someone who became a close friend and confidant to Epstein himself. Jack Horner. Horner is a paleontologist who visited the New Mexico property owned by Epstein in 2012. They exchanged several emails between each other thereafter. These messages contain expressions of thanks for hospitality and suggest possible financial or logistical support for some of Horner's scientific projects. In particular, Epstein had expressed interest in funding Horner's so-called Dino Chicken project. The project, which aims to bioengineer a living dinosaur from chicken DNA, was of particular interest to Epstein. Jack Horner's employment with Chapman University ended in February 26. Due to his relationship with Epstein. Mohammed bin Salman, Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. Bin Salman is the Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia. In a 2016 email, Epstein wrote that Mohammed had gifted him a tent, carpets and all, following a trip to Saudi Arabia. Epstein also kept a framed photograph of himself and Mohammed bin Salman in his New York townhouse. In 2025, the New York Times published a picture of the Crown Prince, which was found in Epstein's apartment. Epstein referenced his ties to bin Salman in emails exchanged with the New York Times reporter Thomas Landon, where Epstein stated that he traveled to Saudi Arabia in 2016 to meet with bin Salman after being in contact with Rafat al-Sabag, one of his close advisors. George J. Mitchell. Mitchell is an American politician, diplomat, and lawyer. A 2003 handwritten letter in Epstein's birthday book showed the former US Senate Majority Leader describing his friendship with Epstein as, quote, a blessing. Documents released in January 26 showed a continued relationship between Mitchell and Epstein following Epstein's 2008 conviction, including emails and scheduled appointments. A November 2013 email listed a 10:30 a.m. appointment with Senator George Mitchell. The files also contained references to an allegation by Virginia Giuffre, first made in a May 2016 deposition, that Ghislaine Maxwell had directed her to have sex with Mitchell. A spokesperson for Mitchell stated that he never met, spoke to, or had any contact with Giuffre or any underage girls, and that the allegation was based on mistaken identity. Following the document's release, the U.S. Island Alliance announced that it would remove Mitchell's name from the George J. Mitchell Scholarship Program. Dean Kamen. Kamen invented the Segway and iBot. Photographs show Kamen with Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. Emails revealed that Kamen visited Epstein's private island in 2013 and discussed, quote, which flight Dean prefers the girls to be on, unquote. That same year, Epstein connected Kamen with Nadia Marcinko, and Kamen hired her to provide flight training for his employees at Deka. Marcinko also started her own aviation company at this time, registered at Deka's address. In February 2026, Kamen resigned from the board of Beta Technologies over his ties with Epstein. On March 11, 2026, Kamen voluntarily resigned from the first board of directors and withdrew from all first activities. Robert Maxwell. Maxwell was a Czechoslovakian-born British-French media proprietor and politician. He was also Ghislaine Maxwell's father. Epstein wrote an email speculating about the circumstances surrounding Maxwell's 1991 suspicious death, alleging that Maxwell was a spy working for Mossad and was killed because he attempted to blackmail the agency for £400 million, threatening to reveal his spy activity if he was not paid. Maxwell's death remains a mystery, but these emails are particularly interesting given Epstein's relationship with Maxwell's daughter Ghislaine. Larry Summers. The economist and former US Secretary of the Treasury, Summers appears in emails arranging meetings and later exchanging political commentary with Jeffrey Epstein. Summers' emails to Epstein in 2019 were also after the financier had been charged with sexual abuse of minors and were to discuss his interactions with a woman. It's unknown what exactly it was about, but the email contained a message from Larry saying, quote, awfully coy you are. Epstein replied, you reacted well. Summers said continuing contact with Epstein was a mistake and resigned from several advisory roles following this revelation. Robert Mugabe. Mugabe was the leader of Zimbabwe from 1980 to 2017. In a 2015 email exchange, Japanese financier Joy Ito suggested Epstein should meet Mugabe to talk about providing a new currency due to the Zimbabwean dollar's collapse due to hyperinflation. An FBI report dated November 2017 said Epstein had provided Mugabe with personal wealth management services. According to the BBC, Mugabe may have had financial ties with Jeffrey Epstein. Mugabe was deposed as Zimbabwean leader in a coup in 2017. He was regarded as one of the world's most controversial political leaders. He's been widely described as a dictator, a tyrant, and a threat, and has been referred to as one of Africa's most brutal leaders. Vladimir Putin. Emails released by the US Department of Justice show that between 2011 and 2019, the financier also acted as a facilitator for members of the Russian elite, helping with real estate transactions and offshore financial arrangements. In addition to his interest in young Russian women, sex offender Jeffrey Epstein maintained close relationships with Kremlin insiders, according to documents released by the US DOJ. Attracted by the financial opportunities of an emerging Russia, which he saw as a land of plenty, and fascinated by its oligarchs, the financier built a network of connections with government decision makers. Between 2011 and 2019, he served as a facilitator for Russian elites, arranging not only sexual orgies, but also real estate deals and offshore financial schemes. Now, it's known that Epstein sought to establish direct contact with Putin between 2013 and 2018, attempting to use intermediaries such as former Norwegian Prime Minister Thorbjørn Jagland and former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak. In 2014, Epstein claimed to have a meeting scheduled with Putin and even invited LinkedIn founder Reid Hoffman. Epstein tried to persuade Putin to take the lead in finance by creating a sophisticated Russian version of Bitcoin to bypass Western financial systems. Epstein also suggested to Russian officials that he would provide insights into American politics, specifically regarding Donald Trump. While not directly with Putin, Epstein did maintain connections with Russian diplomats, including the late UN ambassador Vitaly Churkin, and offered to help his son obtain a New York job. Some reports speculate that Epstein was trying to position himself as a useful asset to high-level Russian figures during a time of tension between Russia and the West. The investigation into his Russian ties has spurred further inquiries by Polish authorities into whether Epstein was operating as part of a larger, potentially Russian-backed blackmail network. Howard Lutnick, the United States Secretary of Commerce. In 2012, he coordinated a visit to Epstein's Caribbean compound, even though he said that he had severed ties with Epstein around 2005. CNN found other interactions. Both invested in a venture in 2013, and also Lutnick invited Epstein to attend a Hillary Clinton 2015 fundraiser. The fundraiser, where Epstein donated $50,000. Hillary was running against Trump, if you recall, a person who, by this point, Epstein had now fallen out with. Epstein also donated $50,000 for a 2017 dinner honoring Lutnick. In 2017, there was also an email exchange between Lutnick and Epstein, where they discussed the expansion of the Frick Collection in front of their homes. For the sake of clarity, the Frick Collection is an art museum on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Currently serving as the United States Secretary of Health and Human Services, Kennedy Jr. admitted during his presidential campaign that he flew on Epstein's plane. Emails and audio transcripts within the files reveal that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. had joined Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell on two vacation trips in 2012 and 2013, after Epstein's child sex trafficking conviction. Jack Lang. Lang is a French politician who has served as Minister of Culture, Minister of Education, and in the National Assembly. He intermittently corresponded with Epstein between 2012 and 2019. On the 6th of February 2026, he resigned as head of the Paris-based Arab World Institute after their contacts were revealed and prosecutors opened a financial investigation for tax fraud and money laundering into Lang and his daughter Caroline Lang. His name appears in the files more than 600 times. Thorbjørn Jagland. The former Norwegian Prime Minister from 1996 to 1997, in a 2014 email to Epstein, Jagland had planned a family trip to Little St. James Island while he was Secretary General of the Council of Europe. The trip was eventually cancelled. Jagland was also the head of the Nobel Committee when he exchanged emails with Epstein. Norwegian Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre said Jagland had exercised poor judgment. Epstein told Jagland that he could advise Putin on how to talk with Trump. After the Council of Europe lifted his diplomatic immunity in February 2026, Jagland was charged with gross corruption over his links to Epstein by Norway's Økokrim Prosecution Service. David Schoen, an American attorney who served as one of Donald Trump's impeachment defense lawyers. In 2011, Schoen wrote to Epstein, stating, quote, "These past couple of years, you have to deal with horrible government agencies and folks who appear to be nothing less than an extortionist, posing as victims, and that has been awfully terrible." Unquote. They continued to correspond until shortly before Epstein's death. Annabelle Nielsen. Nielsen was identified as having emailed Epstein numerous times between 2010 and 2012, after his 2008 conviction for soliciting prostitution from a minor. In the emails, Nielsen agreed to put together a group of girls for Epstein and noted that some were unfortunately past their sell-by date. Another email from a redacted sender to an account named Annabelle Nielsen on the 26th of January 2011 reads, quote, "Hey Annabelle, let's you and I try and find something cute for J.E. tonight," unquote. Emails from Ghislaine Maxwell in August 2010 warned Epstein to be careful of Nielsen. In one email exchange, Epstein asks Nielsen, quote, "Anything cute for after?" Nielsen replies, "Cute as in a cuddly toy, or cute as in badly behaved English girls?" Nielsen also added, quote, "There is a little thing for my very young friend who is launching her bikini range at Morton's, but that might just drive you mad. But I have a friend I might call," unquote. Glenn Dubin. Dubin is an American billionaire, hedge fund manager, and husband of Epstein's former girlfriend, Ava Anderson Dubin. Weeks after Epstein's death, J.P. Morgan Chase filed a suspicious activity report for transactions conducted by Dubin, as well as Leon Black, Alan Dershowitz, and Leslie Wexner, totaling about $1 billion. Gouffre listed Dubin as one of the men with whom Maxwell and Epstein directed her to have sex. The Dubins' former household manager, Ronaldo Rizzo, recounted in released court documents an encounter with a 15-year-old girl who was allegedly trafficked by Epstein in 2005. Dubin denies the allegations made in these sworn testimonies. Al Siegel. Siegel was an American writer and skeptic married to Ghislaine Maxwell's sister, Isabel Maxwell. In 2010, Siegel discussed reputation management with Epstein. Siegel charged Epstein tens of thousands of US dollars for search engine optimization, including downranking stories about his conviction, and also removing toxic suggested search engine terms and making edits to Epstein's Wikipedia article to add content about Epstein's philanthropic work. He also worked to remove mentions of Epstein's crimes and his mugshot from the lead section, and to get users who added unwanted material banned. In 2010, Siegel emailed scientists that he was acquainted with to link to websites that Epstein had promoted his philanthropy in order to improve their SEO score and bump negative coverage from the search engine's first page. In July 2015, Siegel's body was reportedly found at the bottom of a cliff near his home in southern France. As of December 2021, his death remained unconfirmed by French authorities. Joy Ito. The former director of the MIT Media Lab, who received $1.7 million from Epstein, including $1.2 million for his own investment funds. Internal emails showed Ito and other Media Lab officials took measures to conceal the lab's relationship with Epstein. In one 2014 email, Ito asked development staff to record a $100,000 donation from Epstein as, quote, anonymous. He twice traveled to Epstein's island seeking donations. An October 2014 email showed Ito writing that a $2 million gift from Bill Gates had been directed by Jeffrey Epstein. Gates denied it. Ito resigned from MIT, from the boards of the MacArthur Foundation, the Knight Foundation, and the New York Times Company, and also a visiting professorship at Harvard. Reid Hoffman. LinkedIn co-founder Reid Hoffman attended a dinner with Elon Musk, Peter Thiel, and Mark Zuckerberg, which was hosted by Jeffrey Epstein, documents show. Hoffman visited Epstein's island in November 2014. There are also multiple email exchanges between 2014 and 2017 and multiple Skype calls in 2013 and 2014 between Hoffman and Jeffrey Epstein. Steve Tisch. Film producer, businessman, and chairman of the New York Giants. 2013 emails showed Tisch asking Epstein about a woman he met at Epstein's home and receiving suggestive messages in reply. In one 2013 email exchange with the subject line Ukrainian girl, Epstein encouraged Tisch to contact a particular woman whose physical beauty he praised in rather crude terms. In response to allegations that Tish had a friendship with Jeffrey Epstein, he commented that he only had brief contact with Epstein, and he declined invitations and never visited his island. Roger Shank. He was a Northwestern University professor of computer science. Shank regularly defended Epstein publicly. He asked him for the use of an apartment and was twice offered access to, quote, a girl by Epstein. He and others in Epstein's circle repeatedly emailed each other, deriding women's intelligence. Shank wrote, quote, intelligence comes about in part from real focus, and that women are instead first and foremost focus on what others are thinking and feeling about her, unquote. He also wrote, hard to be brilliant if you are worrying if you look fat or why another woman hates you or why you don't own a Kelly bag, unquote. Stephen Hawking. The theoretical physicist who was mentioned in court documents released in 2024 during Maxwell's trial. Hawking has been reported as a guest on Epstein's Island. Brett Ratner. The Hollywood movie director. Ratner appears in photos seated with Epstein and two unidentified women, despite saying he was never at Epstein's Island and never met him. Peggy Siegel, an American entertainment publicist. She had corresponded with Epstein in 2009 during a trip to Kenya. In the email correspondence, she had offered to, quote, bring a little baby back for you, or two, unquote. She also stated that she planned to pose for photographs in, quote, mud huts, and pretend that she had crashed the winter White House, and posed with, quote, Obama's relatives, unquote. Peter Attia, author and doctor of medicine specializing in human longevity. Hundreds of emails show Attia exchanging crude jokes and personal messages with Epstein. One email from Peter said that the biggest problem with becoming friends with you is that the life you live is so outrageous, yet I can't tell a soul. Peter also sent an email in 2016 in which he said that pussy is indeed low carb. This was after Epstein had been convicted. Attia denies any criminal involvement and said he never visited Epstein's plane, island, or parties. Casey Wasserman. The consummate LA power broker, talent and sports agent, who early in the 2000s corresponded with Epstein and exchanged flirtatious messages between Wasserman and Ghislaine Maxwell. Wasserman wrote to Maxwell, quote, I think of you all the time. So what do I have to do to see you in a tight leather outfit? In another email, Maxwell asks whether it will be foggy enough during an upcoming visit so that you can float naked down the beach and no one can see you unless they are close up. In an April 2003 email sent to Wasserman, who was married at the time, Maxwell offered to give him a massage that can drive a man wild. Wasserman said he regrets the correspondence, which occurred long before Maxwell's crimes were known. Sergey Brin, the Google co-founder. Documents indicate Brin visited Epstein's Island and corresponded with Maxwell about dinners and events. Google has simply stated that the emails do not allege any wrongdoing. Ehud Barak, the former Prime Minister of Israel. Emails show Barak remained in contact with Epstein years after his 2008 conviction and planned stays at Epstein's New York residence. Barak acknowledged the relationship, but denied witnessing or engaging in any improper conduct. Nick Candy. Candy is a luxury property developer who serves as treasurer for Reform UK. Candy interacted with Epstein associate Sarah Kellen, Ghislaine Maxwell, and Jed Garfield. Reform UK leader Nigel Farage has stated that he has no concerns regarding the emails showing communication between Candy and Epstein. Farage's name also appears in the files, though he has denied ever speaking with Epstein. Jean-Luc Brunel. A French model scout and the founder of MC2 Model Management, with financing by Epstein. From 1998 to 2005, Brunel was listed as a passenger in flight logs for Epstein's private jet on 25 occasions. In 2008, he visited the jail where Epstein was being held at least 70 times. The file showed Brunel was listed in a 2019 FBI document as one of Epstein's co-conspirators. A key Epstein associate referenced across multiple releases, his role in sourcing young women is repeatedly documented. His death in custody does not remove his relevance in the files. Well, for those of you who do not know this well, he killed himself in custody in 2022. William Burns. Burns is a former director of the Central Intelligence Agency, whose scheduling documents showed three meetings with Epstein in 2014 as Deputy Secretary of State. They first met at Steptoe & Johnson and subsequently at the Manhattan townhouse. The CIA denied Burns had any relationship with Epstein. Burns stated he regretted the meetings. Woody Allen. Allen was a guest at Epstein's townhouse from 2010 onward. He wrote a letter for Epstein's 63rd birthday. Photographs showed Allen and Epstein together, including on a private plane alongside Larry Summers. Emails showed Epstein helping Allen's daughter get into Bard College by connecting her to Leon Botstein. Richard Axel. Axel is professor of biology at Columbia University who met Epstein in the 1980s. They corresponded from 2010 until 2019. Axel and his wife were invited to Epstein's Island multiple times. Subsequently, Axel stepped down from his role at the Zuckerman Mind-Brain Behavior Institute because of his relationship with Epstein. Michael Wolff. A journalist with an extended correspondence with Epstein, whom Wolff previously said was a source for his 2018 book. In December 2015, Wolff told Epstein that CNN planned to ask Trump about his relationship with Epstein. When Epstein asked about crafting an answer, Wolff responded, quote, "I think you should let him hang himself." In October 2016, after the Access Hollywood tape surfaced, Wolff wrote to Epstein that there was an, quote, "opportunity to come forward this week and talk about Trump in such a way that could garner you great sympathy and help finish him." Wolff described the emails as, quote, "embarrassing," but defended his approach as play-acting to obtain further information about Trump. Joshua Bach. Joshua Bach is a cognitive scientist whose MIT Media Lab research has been subsidized by Epstein. Bach wrote to Epstein in 2016, stating that, quote, "black kids in the United States have slower cognitive development," unquote. He also said that women, quote, "tend to find abstract systems, conflicts and mechanisms intrinsically boring," unquote. Bach stated he kept connected to Epstein after his conviction because academics recommended him as a funding source and vouched for his reformation. Leon Black. Black is an American private equity investor whom Epstein referred to as, quote, "Mr. Big" in emails. Weeks after Epstein's death, JP Morgan Chase filed a suspicious activity report for transactions conducted by Black, Dubin, Dershowitz, and Wexner, totaling around $1 billion. These reports were unsealed by a federal judge. Black, who paid Epstein $170 million for tax and estate planning advice, told investors after Epstein's death that he was unaware of Epstein's misconduct. Files listed more than $600,000 in gifts from Black to a former model connected to Epstein. In January 2021, Black stepped down from leadership roles at Apollo Global Management, the firm he co-founded. In March 2026, shareholders sued Apollo, Black, and co-founder Mark Rowan in a proposed class action. Mark Zuckerberg. The American billionaire businessman and co-founder of Meta. In an email to Tom Pritzker, Epstein described a 2015 dinner with Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, Peter Thiel, and Reid Hoffman as, quote, "wild." Subsequent emails indicate that Zuckerberg asked for Epstein's contact and that they discussed the idea that connectivity could help solve poverty. But I suppose you could argue that so would a percentage of Zuckerberg and Epstein's fortune. But I digress. David Blaine. The American magician. Files showed a years-long correspondence with Epstein and regular dinners between 2012 and 2016. In 2015, Blaine agreed to write a letter of support for a US visa application for an unidentified woman who was linked to Epstein. Some say Jeffrey Epstein was a master manipulator who climbed social circles using one celebrity to get friendly with the next, then fabricated email exchanges and stories to then be used as blackmail against the elites. His New York home contained video cameras located in almost every room. So it is possible that he was collecting footage of all these influential people in the hope that one day he could use it against them. Or maybe he already was. After all, no one can quite work out why Jeffrey Epstein was so wealthy. How he got to that point, especially given the work he did was not a considerably sought after or high value role. If Epstein was blackmailing the elites, the question is why? But could that even be true? Surely once a small few were being blackmailed, word would get out to avoid Epstein. Yet no one did. One thing is for sure. I do not believe that we know the full story about Jeffrey Epstein just yet. His rise to fame and fortune is a mystery. The fact he knew so many people is a mystery. His death is a mystery. Was he some kind of spy? Things just do not add up. References to interactions with females linked to Epstein and continued friendships and business dealings with the man after his 2008 conviction for child sex trafficking is reason alone to raise significant questions about Epstein's associates. Whilst the names appearing in these files do not indicate or allege criminal activity, they at the very least do raise serious questions and concerns about the moral judgment of the people we hold in positions of power. What are your thoughts on Jeffrey Epstein? Do you think the release of the Epstein files paints a particular picture? How do you think this scandal will play out? Message me, comment below, or email me. Let's keep watching and hold those in power to account. Good night, everyone.